All right, Congressman Raja Krishnamurthy is with us from Illinois, and Congressman, thank you as always for being here. I have many questions.
Bro.
I know you are on a tight schedule here. You may be going down to the floor of the House of Representatives to cast a vote. So cast one for me too while you're down there. So we'll get to this
as quick. Chicago, of course.
Right, exactly. We'll get to this as quickly as we possibly can. All right. First question that many people are having right now is: you guys are working in Washington to figure out what's going to happen here. Are there going to be more stimulus checks coming to our mailboxes?
Good question. I think that the president wants to do another round of stimulus checks. I think some folks on the other side of the aisle are not so enthusiastic. I would be supportive just because I think, you know, we put the economy into a medically induced coma. It's now the patient is waking up and now we need to get them going again. And so that I would be very supportive.
Okay. And it does seem as though there may have to be some states that came out of phases may have to retract and go further back, at least for a short period of time. And
yes,
this may just be a case of throttling up and throttling down local economies as we try to get through this and try to manage opening and keeping people safe at the same time. Is that about right?
Yes, that's exactly right. And I have to say, the vast majority of people that I see in Chicago, and I was at the airport today again for my sixth trip back to Washington, the vast majority of the people that I see are doing the right thing. They're wearing masks, they're socially distancing, and they're practicing good hygiene, bro. And if you do that, it makes such a huge difference in opening up the economy safely. If you don't, and if you make wearing a mask like a political statement, well, watch out. You're going to have wave after wave of infections because a significant portion of people just are going to keep getting sick and getting other people sicker.
Okay, one of the questions that keeps coming up here, because this happened in my own family, Terry Savage joins us every Thursday to help people through either they're looking for their stimulus check or their business is looking for their PPP loans or their grants or all those kinds of things. Because this is just a confusing mess, right, for people who have to avail themselves of these things. It was easy for people to just get a check in the mail. It was really hard for people to to figure out what to do in terms of businesses and getting all that money, right? Now,
yes, sir.
The money from the stimulus checks, it turns out there are two stories that have now developed here that are just unbelievable. One that did happen in my own family, there's over $1 billion in stimulus checks that went to dead people. And a lot of these were in direct deposits. Now, it's one thing if it was a hard check that came into a mailbox. It's a totally different thing if it went into an active bank account, because sometimes those bank accounts are maintained because of trusts and things like that, or if they're recently passed away. So what do you do with that money? The IRS says they want the money back, but how does that go?
This is a great question. And, you know, quite frankly, with regard to all the physical checks, I think we should stop payment like now, especially to all the dead people. With regard to the other checks, clawing them back, it's not easy, but I think we have to conduct oversight on this and try to get to the bottom of how did this happen in the first place, and then how do we get the money back if we can?
Right, and well, where do you send it? All right, so I have this situation. So I've got in a bank account that I'm in charge of now because my dad passed away. I've got that $1,200 sitting in there. Now, what am I supposed to do with that? You know, it's like, where does that go? How do I get it back to the government?
Great question. Please call me 847-413-1959. We'll try to figure out the answer.
Okay. Because one thing for sure, the one thing I wanted to absolutely let you know is I'm not sending it to you. And how about this story, Congressman, that U.S. inmates actually received coronavirus relief checks, some of them sent to prisons because that was their known address. Now,
how does
that happen? Hundreds of thousands of dollars of these checks. Hundreds of these checks were sent to prison addresses for these guys. I mean, come on. Come on. I know you got to get the money. I got it. Everybody had to get the money out fast. I understand. It was all with the best of intentions.
Yes.
There's got to be something, right? When you send it to Shawshank or Stateville, you know, there's got to be a moment where you go, whoa, 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 whoa. Somebody has to stop and think. Is there any way they're going to get that money back, do you think?
That seems a little more potentially doable, especially if they were sent as physical checks. You know, I think the real problem is where you said before, if it gets deposited electronically, that just becomes a harder proposition.
Yeah. Hey, just imagine, $1,200 goes a long way in prison, right? There's a lot in the commissary for $1,200. Now, I'm not telling you from personal experience. I'm just telling you because I've seen the, you know, I've seen the list. All right. So before you guys break again, before Congress breaks again, Congressman, as we're moving forward here, what can Americans expect to come out of Washington that's going to be helpful for us as we try to rebuild and open these economies?
So I do think there's going to be one more stimulus before the election. It's either going to be in the summer or in September when we have a very long session. I think there's going to be state and local government aid because a lot of these local governments are running dry and they're about to lay off a lot of first responders who are vital for the pandemic. I think that we're going to have another round of checks. I also think that we're going to have more business relief because although the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, was a it helped to tide people over and businesses over for a certain period of time, it's not enough because, you know, a lot of the demand isn't back yet for people's our businesses, products, and services. So I definitely think there's more relief in the offing for businesses as well.
And that would come in terms of grants or loans, or how would that work, do you know?
Yeah, probably loans. I'll just give you an example. I think that you know, the Federal Reserve is now getting into the act of actually making loans to companies for the first time. We have not seen this before. However, some of the terms under which they're willing to lend are, you know, not very business friendly. They're not really going to help move the ball in the way that they intended. And so we might structure that program differently so more businesses can participate. Quite frankly, some of the smallest businesses, I'm still worried about them, Ro, because I don't think that they were able to participate to the maximum extent possible. And they weren't able to participate in the unemployment insurance plans the way that we intended. You know, we talked about this before, but, you know, getting a getting unemployment insurance to a self-employed or independent contractor it's very difficult. Let me just put it that way.
Yes.
And so that's something that we have to fix, too.
Absolutely. All right, Congressman, I know you got to get down to the floor. I appreciate it. Thank you for being with us. Let's just hope that
yes, sir.
Can get this money moving in the right direction here back to Illinois.
So you're saying you're not going to be sending me any checks?
I'm not sending you a check. You have no idea how this has bothered me since I got this. I don't know. You know, everything is like compressed in time. It could have been 3 weeks ago or 8 years ago. I don't know anymore. But whenever that check hit that account, it was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do with this? And I've been talking about it for whatever it has been, like 8 weeks. Terry Savage, who's on with us, initially said, nah, the government said, I talked to the government, they don't want it back. And then 2 weeks later, she goes, yeah, no, they want it back. I go, well, where do you send it? Well, we don't know. We'll let you know where to send it. And then nobody knew where to send it. And it's like, it just feels like so, you know, creepy and wrong to me. And I don't know what to do, man. I really don't.
Well, good for you, wanting to return it back. And seriously, we can help you with that if you wish.
Yes. I would like that. All right. Thank you,
okay.
Congressman. I appreciate
it. Yes, sir.
All right. To Congressman Raja from the west suburbs here in Chicago. Let's turn a little bit north and a little bit south. If he's your congressman, you know where he is.